All right, good morning. It's 8:46, Brock Hunter. You can't be doing that now. Can't be doing hot breath on people. Frowned upon.
Don't breathe on anybody.
No hot breath on anybody. Anyway, we're just about done with this hour, but before we get done with the 8 o'clock hour, should we do dumb vocabulary?
We shall.
We shall. Yes, we shall.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your Dumb Vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, camper, ATV, boat insurance, business insurance. If you're a contractor, if you own rentals, he's going to get you covered. And Chris Thompson is working tirelessly right now. He's essential. So if you need insurance, if you have questions about your coverage, getting coverage, he's still a working. You can't do walk-ins, obviously, but give him a call, shoot him an email, and Chris is going to take care of you. So get a hold of him. Chris. Love that guy. Anyway, your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's scroll.
77 pages.
It's so many. Let's see. Ugly thumper.
An ugly thumper.
Ugly thumper.
It's it's 2:15. You've been at the bar since 10. And all the pretty ladies at the bar are already taken. They already went out the door at 1 o'clock. And you're sitting there by yourself. You got a half a beer left because the bartender let you stay around for a little bit. And you're sitting there by yourself, and you look over, and there she is, the ugly thumper. The one you take home at 2:30 in the morning and wake up in misery next to.
You know what? You're not terribly far off. I'll give you participation points on that one. Ugly thumper is a person who has low standards or will sleep with anyone. So, yes, you will pick up. Huh. That 2 at 10 and that 10 at 2, and you'll pick her up or him up, and you're an ugly thumper.
One side or the matter. Other, it's gonna happen.
That's right,
man.
I've been an ugly thumper a time or two.
Yeah, maybe too many times.
Too many times.
Brock's got some stories. Save it for the podcast.
One of these days, we'll just go over the list. Example: Al doesn't care. He's an ugly thumper. It don't matter. Hey, that ugly thumping son of a bitch.
All right. Poor Al.
There you go. You can't even do that now. Ugly thumping is a thing of the past because we can't go out to the bars.
Yeah. That's another thing we haven't even talked about. Is this going to be the age of being single?
I guess.
Because you can't. Aren't you scared of... I mean, wouldn't you be scared of even getting close to...
Hell yeah,
not even
dude.
A date?
The fact that I did fairly well getting out without too many cuts or bruises or boils, I'm pretty happy, man. Nowadays, it's like, forget it, dude. Not even worth it. Wow. You know who I wouldn't be an ugly thumper with? My sex doll. My sex robot. My real doll.
Always goes to the robots.
Always hot. Always hot and ready. All right.
He's going to murder you. That thing's going to kill you in the future.
Could be worth it. Worth it.
So dumb.
I have an image of me on the bed getting choked out by this sex robot. Like, no more. No, I'm ending more. You. Lights out, you pervert. Choking me with, like, the bondage gear. It's like, oh, God.
You see Kiki in the background clapping.
Yeah, just like, good. It's about time. It's about time, for God's sakes. And then her and my sex robot become best friends.
Yeah, right. Holding hands off into the sunset.
They become old spinsters together. Hey, you remember that guy that we had around here, that old pervert? Yeah, what was his name? Brad? Brian? I can't. It's not important. Damn it. They're sitting on the front porch and rocking chairs, crocheting together with their cats, Kiki and my sex robot. You know what? That's actually a good... I'd watch that show, Kiki and the Sex Robot.
You just wrote a novel. We just wrote a novel.
Oh, there I was, the old perverted owner of the sex robot, and she just had enough. Her and the wife hired and paid her to kill me.
So stupid.
And then they go off and solve crimes together.
This is ridiculous.
Kiki and the bot, that's what we could call it. Kiki and the sex bot, coming to theaters this fall.
Coming soon.
It's, yeah, like the old Nancy Drew novels, but with Kiki and a sex robot. Oh, my God, I love this. I'm going to work on a screenplay for this. I think we got something here.
My cheeks hurt.
All right, that's your dumb vocabulary. Extra dumb.